at the other extreme, we might successfully translocate a species, but within 5 or 10 years, that species could proliferate and become an invasive species. Like a non-native plant that chokes out native plants by hogging the nutrients in the soil. Translocated animals can become invasive, too. It happened in Australia. The cane toad was introduced back in 1935 to control an insect pest that was destroying Australia's sugarcane plantations. But the cane toad itself became a pest and has destroyed much of the wildlife on that continent. Also, many species are interdependent, intimately connected to one another, like animals that eat a certain plant, and that plant relies on a certain fungus to help it get nutrients from soil, and on a certain insect for pollination. We'd probably have to translocate entire networks of species, and it's hard to know where to draw the line. And in addition to all that, it's not even clear that assisted migration, or any migration for that matter, will help, at least for some species. Earth was already in one of its warm interglacial periods when we started burning fossil fuels. And in the 21st century, global temperatures are expected to rise 2 to 6 degrees. That rate of heating's far greater than during the last glacial retreat some 12,000 years ago. Whether to use assisted migration? This debate is mostly within the biology community right now, but the ultimate decision makers, in the United States at least, will be the government agencies that manage natural resources. Assisted migration really needs this level of oversight, and soon. Currently, there's no public policy on using assisted migration to help species survive climate change. People aren't even required to seek permits to move plants or invertebrate animals around as long as they're not classified as pests. In one case, a group of conservationists has already taken it upon itself to try on their own to save an endangered tree, the Florida Toria tree, through assisted migration. There's only about 1,000 individual Florida Torias left, and global warming's expected to significantly reduce or eliminate this tree's habitat. So this conservation group wants to translocate seedlings, Florida Toria seedlings, 500 kilometers north, in order to expand the species' range. The group believes that its effort is justified. But I, and many other biologists, will be watching very closely how this maverick group makes out, because, like I said, there could be unintended consequences.